Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Do you know how I talk about on the show having a least favorite highway when we do the traffic?
Mm-hmm.
The N3 is my least favorite.
Yes.
This is my least favorite news story of the year.
I'm sorry.
This is the least favorite thing.
Yeah, and similar to the N3, it's a problem that's not going away anytime soon, it seems.
Christelle wants to talk about the mayor of Tshwane.
Well, want is a strong word, but we need to.
Honestly, what is happening? Because I don't understand it, and I think I'm reasonably, like,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. The short answer is there's a gemors, and it blijft a gemors, and there's nog nie 'n oplossing nie. But so if we take a step back, at the previous sitting where they did not elect a mayor, actually let's take two steps back. We're without a mayor, because Randall Williams left, then Marunwa Makorela was appointed, and left in a cloud of controversy and contention, and the Hawks are now investigating the documents that he produced to say he's not a delinquent sequestrated person, which, yeah, that was a whole mess.
Yes.
When the council then eventually met to elect a leader, and which party was he from, can you remember?
Cope.
Okay. But heads up, that's our common denominator here. Okay, and remember how Cope is not coping?
Yes.
It shows. So the previous time they tried to elect a mayor, there was an issue around a candidate put forward to replace Makorela's councillor, Justice Sefanyetsu. And it was alleged that he has two IDs and a criminal record.
Great.
Cope's Dennis Bloom has subsequently said that the two ID issue was a typo, and the criminal record is something that dates back 20 years ago and was a meter traffic fine, which should not disqualify him.
Do you know what my issue is with all kinds of, I guess, people in the police, people that are in politics, is the ease with which these people get positions that then, after the fact of them getting the positions,
absolutely,
it comes to light that there was in of another sequestrasie of liquidatie of
van
de
gelderbaan.
So there was all hierdie mense in hierdie posisies wat eintlik nie in die eerste plek daar hoort nie. Where is the checking?
Yeah, so it's not, I think it's fair to say that there's a challenge in Cope with this, because now the delays this week was due to the fact that two different factions in Cope sent different names for who should now be the councillor to replace. So Cope is going to court against each other to sort this out, because the coalition needs a solid number of votes to elect.
How do you not have one person whose email address is, mine is the only email that counts at cope.co.za, and he's the one who sends the message?
Yeah, Neil.
How do you not have that person in your how can two competing people throw names into a hat, and then the person who receives the email takes both of them seriously? How is that even possible?
It's not sure, but so the speaker is seeking legal advice on that. But now in the interim, and they've said that now council is going to sit on next Tuesday to now elect a mayor. Today, the city of Tshwane tells us they've now appointed the councillors from the IEC's list, that, you know, that they, we need the councillors to be there for this to proceed. They're not telling us who.
Until Tuesday.
You're joking.
No, I'm serious. We specifically want to know who, in the context of the parties themselves, are contesting this in court. We'll find out Tuesday.
Can I ask the obvious question?
Please do.
After all of these weeks of all of this nonsense, surely this just goes to show that we don't need a mayor. Like, what are they? They're obviously not doing anything important enough. You know.
Well, look, the issue is, so I remember when Marunwa Makorela left, and that was a whole, like, bomb. All of that happened just in one day.
I mean, he gave us fake certificates with word art borders around them.
Dit was rof. Maar ek onthou daai dag het Selby Bokaba, die woordvoerder vir die stad Tshwane, 'n perskonferensie te woord gestaan. Ek het daai man nog nooit so keelvol gesien, hè?
Really?
And he was really quite blunt, saying we're tired. We're tired.
It's been
one disruption after the other, and it's embarrassing. Because the fact is, we need services to continue. We just received a statement from Selby Bokaba's office, but they're trying to clear a rubbish backlog in terms of the collection of refuse. Ons sit letterlik met die vullis wat ophoop terwyl hierdie politieke vullis uitspeel. En it's frustrating.
Gemors en gemors.
Is alles gemors. I just want to, before we let this go, just quickly make the point, right? There is so much fighting and contesting and maneuvering to get these positions They are not important enough or pay well enough to warrant the amount of fighting that goes in. Why are people working so hard to get them? We know why. But I do not believe for a moment a single one of these wanglings in any metro in the country is for the benefit of the people in that metro. I simply don't believe it.
And I think that's a fair criticism. I think in terms of why it matters, why people are so contesting this so vehemently, is because coalition governments is where we're heading next year. Next year we're going to a national election. The ANC has been bleeding support. There isn't a strong enough alternative yet to be an outright majority.
Can you imagine for a second, and Roz and I talked about this about 2 weeks ago, I remember us saying, do you know how much fun this is all going to be when it's not just in a metro, when it's at Parliament in Cape Town, and coalitions are chopping and changing? How many ministers have we got now? 30-something. And deputy ministers. Every 6 months we get to have a new government.
Well, in this is so belangrijk is dat hierdie goed nou moet uitwerk in terme van hoe maak ons koalisies werk. En ja, ideaal gesproke in die guns van die mense wat actually gestem het vir hierdie mense, maar die koalisies moet hierdie probleme uitsorteer.
I feel like anyone who's getting off the highway, the N1 at the moment, at Garsfontein Road, turning left from the N1 North onto at that traffic light, if you're there right now, you should be the new mayor of Tshwane. Let's just pick someone. Let's pick an intersection, pull someone out of their car right now and give them a big medal to hang around their neck, and we can all carry on with our lives. No?
I'm not saying that's what happened in Joburg, but possibly.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.